Randstad India Talent Pod, leading the human forward way.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Randstad India Talent Pod. I'm your host Neerja, and I'm going to be taking you through some very interesting and engaging conversations today and some amazing tips to help you navigate through the world of recruitment, hiring and placements. Randstad India Talent Pod is the place you need to be to stay caught up. So let's get this show on the road.
You're tuned in to the Randstad India Talent Pod. All things Randstad in one place.
Now, in today's world, diversity and inclusion are more than just cultural issues, right? They are also very important to understand when it comes to making a great first impression. Having the proper resources and skills to communicate with others about your expertise will help make a great first impression. To talk to us more about this, we have with us today the very charismatic and inspiring Chief People Officer, Randstad India, Anjali Raghuvanshi. Anjali has been instrumental in driving conversations around equity, diversity and inclusion and building an inclusive workplace at Randstad India. She's the perfect guest to have on our show to discuss inclusivity. So let's give a big warm Randstad India Talent Pod welcome to Anjali. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Neerja.
Anjali, today the importance of diversity and multiculturalism is evidenced by the increasing number of people asking about it, right? More and more questions, people want to understand it better. While it's not an exact science, asking about these things, asking about diversity can definitely help you connect with potential clients and colleagues. Do you agree with this?
Thank you for asking that question, Neerja, because yes, of course, it's something which is being most spoken now. And I think while there's a lot spoken in terms of what organizations can do, I think very less is spoken in terms of how individuals can really look at this and how they can prepare themselves for something like this, especially if they are looking at an organization that's very serious about its ED&I imperatives, right? So keeping that in mind, I think definitely it's something that as a candidate, you must be prepared for. And I'll take a slight, deviation from just the ED&I thing. It's also about if you look at any team and if you look at what we've been taught over a period of years in terms of how to build a team, all of us as leaders have been spoken about that it should be a diverse team. We should never build a clone of ourselves, right? It never brings a great perspective, never brings creativity to the table if you have everybody who looks like you, thinks like you. Even if you are somebody who's thinking you are not probably a champ of ED&I and you think, okay, why do I have to think about these? You still have to think about this, because if you're not going to be respectful of different perspectives within the team, the likelihood that you'll actually settle in the team quicker and be accepted by everyone else in the team is going to be very less. So I think from that perspective alone, everybody has to think about that. How do they come across when they are being interviewed by an organization? Are you coming across as someone who is inclusive, or are you coming across as somebody who's going to have a lot of reservations about what's being spoken and what the organization is doing? And as an HR professional, if I'm really interviewing somebody for a leadership role, say per se, I will be very watchful for that, because we all work with a diverse set of people who come from different culture, different regions, communities, a different thought process, right? School of thought is also a diversity that all of us bring to the table. And if you are going to be very defensive about what you do and how you want things to be done, then I'm a little bit worried about the culture that I'm creating within the organization. And more and more organizations are focusing about not just the culture fit, they are focusing on culture add. That what is it that you bring to the table which can be an add-on to a culture that I've already created. So with that mindset, if organizations are hiring, then I and any other organization would always look for that in a candidate. So I would say a candidate should the demeanor of a candidate should be that you're very receptive, you are looking at what the interviewer is asking and are responding from an inclusive point of view and not necessarily from a single point of view that you have, right? So be mindful of that. And how can you show that is when you are sharing your experiences of what you have done so far, how you talk about bringing different perspectives to the table. Say, suppose if you are working on an initiative and in doing that, how many people did you reach out to and seek their perspective before you actually launched it, rather than you went with your own point of view and just did it and then eventually had it didn't go successfully well, or even if it kind of went successful, but you actually went with one single track of mind, right? So it's about how you bring your experiences, your initiatives, your everything that you've done in your career to the table. It should always be from an inclusive point of view. And second aspect is being respectful. So I think all of us gauge for whether the individual on the other side is being respectful for everything. I've seen many candidates who actually, they're like, they have a view. They already have passed a judgment in their head as they are sitting in the interview about who you are as an organization.
Right.
Now, it's easy to gauge that. And when I see you being like that, I am very sure that you're not going to be a great fit or a add to my organization. So go with an open mind, be respectful. I think we are now walking into a world where it's not so much about right and wrong. It's about I am this way because I'm in this context and my context is very different than yours. I may completely be behaving the way you are behaving if I were to be in your context. So it's not that someone doesn't know or someone is unaware. You need to respect where are they coming from. And I always talk about it even in an organization point of view, right? A best practice in A organization cannot be a best practice in B because both their contexts are different. So what works for Google may not work for Amazon. But that doesn't mean that the talent on both sides is not great or the cultures are not great, right? So I think people are now moving to that. So respect that thereby makes a very, very critical point when you are talking to an interviewer or you are presenting yourself anywhere. So have an inclusive point of view. Be respectful towards the organization and also the organization that you're leaving behind. That also tells a lot about who you are, right? So you may have differences, but at the same time, that difference has to be from the stance of respect. I think that makes you come as across as someone who has diversity, who has respect, who is an inclusive human being and will only bring more camaraderie into the team rather than more, conflicts within the team you're working in. So I think these are some of the things that you can showcase as a candidate, in my view, in an interview.
Amazing. Very well said, Anjali. And, be open, be willing to adapt to, the culture that you may be stepping into and also be respectful, because a lot of times you do see, even in an interview, it's so easy to gauge when somebody is talking about their previous employer, they can come across as disrespectful and, in a way to sort of put them above the organization. And it's very important to be respectful, like you said, absolutely. Now, employers today desire that competitive edge, right, that comes from a work force representing the diversity of their customers and, just to bring different sets of perspectives to the table, like you said, and they do look for candidates that are capable of making these contributions and making the workforce more diverse. Now, what are your thoughts on how a person can create this impression during the interview that they are, in fact, what the organization needs?
Absolutely. And it's a need of the hour because every organization wants to be relevant, right? As you kind of grow and focus towards growth. And today's times, being relevant is about being really inclusive. Because if you are not, and we are seeing more and more examples of retail organizations, really, especially in the cosmetics world, employing a lot of transgenders because they've realized that there is so much from a sales point of view, the capabilities that they bring to the table. And also by having them, you are actually catering to a larger market pool. You're not just restricted to a certain community. So diversity is not just something which is a feel good factor today. It is a lot about about business outcomes as well. So yes, employers are extremely serious. And so candidates have to also look at, their stance during interviews to be specially hired in organizations that are being very, very serious about their culture, the diversity in their culture and how they want to build it. And think about an organization that's very focused on this. They will be also very critical of what talent they bring into the organization, right? So yes, it is extremely critical. And what is it that that candidates can do to ensure that organizations see that they have that those competencies in them, which makes them a much more diverse candidate for them? So I would say, first of all, as I was saying even earlier, it's about the variety of experience that you bring. So one is your own experience has to be varied. So I would say, as a candidate, you should focus on that you are not getting too siloed in doing just one kind of one thing, because the more you are just doing one repetitive sort of work, then you are not coming, your own thinking is not a diverse thinking. So are you across as somebody who thinks diverse, who is capable of moving from one to the other, kind of initiatives? And that's why more and more employers are talking also about workforce agility. You actually add on to the agility of your organization by just being so diverse in your own thinking. So showcase a diverse thinking in your interviewing as well, that you can think not just in one track but multiple tracks, and you do have, and you're very well read as well, right? Because that's also diversity, that you're so your knowledge is not just in one bracket but is kind of spread across the domain and all of that. So that's one. So thinking, your knowledge, your awareness as a candidate that you bring to the table just shows that you know so much, and so you do have diversity of thinking. You are not just one single track person. Then, as I was speaking even earlier, it's about what is being diverse at work. Let's think about that for a moment. When I bring you with us as an organization, what is it that I'm expecting you to do? It's about, when you create an experience, say you are either in marketing or in HR or any other business or function, or if you are business facing and you are catering to a customer or a client base, if you are not thinking-wise, you are not a diverse person, you will never be able to design an experience that caters to everybody or caters to the different segments out there. You will be just thinking in one particular way. So when I'm designing, say, an experience within HR, I cannot just think about only one business, one function. I have to think about different multiple multi-generational workforce, different communities, different cultures. And how do I design an experience that kind of caters to all? And that cannot happen unless I really am somebody who's very diverse in my own thinking.
Yeah.
Then comes the point of inclusion. I cannot exclude a certain segment, from whatever I'm doing. Then I'm again being blindsided and I have no clarity of what I am doing. So I would say that bring all of these elements as you are explaining about what you have done so far in your work life, how your experience have been. So bring diversity of thought, bring inclusive point of view, and which is also your multiple stakeholder management, for instance, that you are doing. It is an inclusive point of view because you are including everybody in things that you are doing. I have seen many initiatives fail because people think, okay, 1, 2, 3 people are most important people I've included and rest are not included. But people these days want to be part of a movement. If you exclude, you will eventually fail. So I always focus on, when people are as candidates interviewing, that how much do you go beyond and really bring most people onto change management? People think it's too much work. But to me, just keeping people informed makes people come on board and they are with you, they are supporting you. It actually brings a lot of value to the organization. So don't hesitate in being inclusive. Don't think, I don't need marketing in this meeting or I don't need finance in this meeting. By just bringing them on board, you're gaining so much. It might be a 5 minutes of your time, but it is the entire success of the entire movement that depends on some of these people being your influencers, being the ones who go and speak for your initiative. So I think it brings so much value to an organization when you are somebody who goes beyond and thinks beyond and not just gets restricted by a certain thought process. So diversity of thinking, knowledge, inclusive, respectful. I always feel, what is ED&I in today's time? It's nothing but treating one human as you would treat yourself and respecting them. Then no matter how much diversity is out there, you will never fail, because your basic foundation of respect is there everywhere. So are you coming out as that as a candidate to your employer, or are you coming out as somebody who was never going to be, respectful for that. And we talk about empathy, we talk about compassion in action in today's world, especially post the pandemic, keeping mental well-being, etc. in mind. So as a leader, if you don't bring this, then you are not going to be a successful hire for me. And that can only come if you are actually somebody who is who has a diverse mindset.
Yeah.
So I would say diversity is a mindset, and it should have inclusion, respect, humanity as tenets. And as long as you keep this foundation in mind, there's a huge likelihood that you will always turn out to be a diverse candidate to an employer. So focus on that and keep that in mind as you are speaking. Especially also do a lot of research on your employer and see whether how much are they speaking about ED&I as an imperative, as their intent. And if that organization is speaking a lot, then they're definitely going to see that in you as a candidate. And especially if you are applying for a leadership role, because nobody would want to risk that as an organization. So do that research and understand how they are and how much value would this bring to them as an employer. So I think these things, if candidates keep in mind, most likely you will pass through the test of the employer.
Wonderful. Such wonderful perspectives there, Anjali. And I also love how you said diversity and inclusion isn't just about having it for the sake of ethics and culture anymore. It makes the business better. It actually does, which is what we should all be taking away. Anjali, if this was a video interview, we would all be giving you a standing ovation. Thank you so much for bringing your wonderful thoughts to Randstad India Talent Pod. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure is all mine, Neerja. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Randstad India Talent Pod, where fun meets work.
Well, those were some incredible tips from Anjali Raghuvanshi, CPO Randstad India, on how you can create an impression during an interview that you are capable of contributing to a diverse workforce. This is particularly helpful because recruiters are always eager to know whether candidates see anything beyond the compelling work opportunity and perks that motivate them. So, when asked, why do you believe diversity and inclusion are important in an interview? Here are a couple of tips to keep in mind before answering. Diversity, equity, and inclusion have far broader connotations than we think. Ensure you learn and understand the meaning of each word. When discussing your dedication to diversity, be sincere. When questioned about diversity, talk about your direct encounters with people from other backgrounds. And finally, this is an important one, instead of claiming you cannot perceive color, talk about the importance of honoring diverse cultures and sharing what you've learned from them.
You're listening to the Randstad India Talent Pod, where fun meets work.
Okay, everybody, now it's time for our this or that poll. Now, as I always do, I'm going to ask you all a question. And this question will also be posted on the Randstad India LinkedIn page. So follow us if you haven't already and participate in our fun poll. Now, here's the question. According to you, what's the one common thing about all successful people? Is it A, hard work and dedication? B, luck? C, talent and skills? D, great ideas? Or E, openness? Let us know what you think.
You're tuned in to the Randstad India Talent Pod. All things Randstad in one place.
And that's a wrap on episode 5 of Randstad India Talent Pod. What a wonderful episode that was. You guys, we really do want to hear from you, so make sure to send in some feedback. You can do that on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram by tagging @RandstadIndia and sending us your thoughts with the hashtag Randstad India Talent Pod. So make sure to send that in. I'll be back on another episode. Until then, it's time for me to sign off. Bye.
This is the Randstad India Talent Pod, leading the human forward way.